So I'm excited to try some stand-up. I've always been a performer, in high school, I was in all the school plays and in the band, and I just think performance is a very important part of life. Like Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage. And if that's true, then I guess that creepy guy at work must be an usher. To be honest, I'm mostly doing this to try and meet the ladies, because I've never had the best luck in that department. Like the other day, I ran into an ex-girlfriend with my car, so that didn't end very well. I think part of my problem is that I come across as kind of a smart ass. Like, I filled out a personal ad once, and I put, "Hi, my name is Casey. I enjoy long walks on the beach, candlelit dinners," and putting cliche statements in personal ads. And needless to say, that didn't get too many responses. I'm sick of the bar scene too, which is why I joined a dating website. Because if I'm going to spend a lot of money just to get rejected by women, it's nice to be able to do it in the comfort of my apartment. But anyway, part of the process in finding a date through this website is to check 10 boxes of traits you don't want to see in a potential partner. And one of the options is racist. Did they really need to make that an option? Like, I'd be cool if they just said, "Go ahead and check any 9 of these boxes. We're going to assume that you don't want your first date to be at a Klan rally in Devil's Asshole, Alabama, and check the racist box for you." Or at the very least, if the other person doesn't check the racist box, they should say, "Just wanted to let you know, we're not implying anything, but Karen didn't check the racist box. We're not saying that she wants to date a racist, but she is from West Virginia, so we thought we'd give you a heads up."